For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Yes. On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra.
This is Judge Jess.
She says my whole family is invited to my wedding except for my brother-in-law. But is there a reasoning? Does it make sense to you? Let's talk about it right now with Judge Jess. If you're having a disagreement with somebody, you guys can't seem to see eye to eye on a situation, it is free advice, but sometimes you need the outside perspective. So call the voicemail 855 Kramer Jess. Tell us what the disagreement is, and Jess will tell you who's right, who's wrong.
Hey, it's Michelle from Bel Air, and I have a question for Judge Jess. I don't want to invite my sister's husband to my wedding because he cheated on her 6 years ago. So I'm getting married in October, and I am having a huge fight with my family about the people I want on my guest list. So 6 years ago, my sister's husband cheated on her, and it just completely devastated my sister, and it almost destroyed their marriage, of course. And they ended up working through it, and they got back together, and they said, they're stronger than ever now, but I don't want someone who broke his marriage vows celebrating mine. I just think it's bad energy, it's bad juju, and I don't want any of that at my wedding. So I invited my sister to the wedding, of course, and I told her that her husband isn't invited. And then she comes back at me and says, well, they're a package deal, and he can't come, then she's not coming. And now my parents are furious at me, saying that I'm forcing my sister to choose between her god-awful marriage and her, you know, real family. And I think it's my wedding. I shouldn't have to have someone there, like my stupid brother-in-law, whose character I not only disrespect, I hate. So can you please help me? I need you to decide who is right and who is wrong, because I'm spiraling. So thank you so much. Please, please, please.
Wow. Okay.
So does every guest have to fill out a questionnaire to tell them if they cheated on their partner?
It's like a background check.
Yeah, like low key.
Have you ever cheated in your past?
Have you ever stolen from us? Have you ever stolen anything?
If so, you may not come to my wedding.
Yeah, that's rough.
I mean, Michelle's pretty serious about this. She's saying, listen, I know that you cheated on my sister. I mean, it's not great.
She's being a protective sister.
Yeah, as she should be. Yeah. And she's saying, listen, I don't like the guy. And I don't want that kind of like energy, if you will, at my wedding.
Yeah.
But can you say then, like, you're not allowed to come? Even though you're my brother-in-law?
I mean, when it comes to weddings, honestly, like, let's remove the emotion out of it. If it's your wedding, you do have a right to do whatever you want. Like, it is your guest list. So if she doesn't want this person there, then she doesn't want him there. And that's fine. Like, the technicality of it all, yes. However, if you're going to tell your sister that her husband can't come, she's clearly not going to go.
Yeah.
So I think for Michelle to think like that was going to go over okay. Like, it's one thing if you want to stand 10 toes down on what you want, that's okay. But you have to be willing to accept the repercussions, and that is losing a relationship with your sister. At the end of the day, it's not your decision to decide whether or not your sister's marriage is trash. Like, you have to let your sister do her thing.
Here's a really hard question. Do you have to forgive a cheater if your brother or sister has forgiven them?
Absolutely not. That's my thing, is like, you don't have to forgive this man. Like, we can still be his op, but unfortunately, you have to allow him to come if you want your sister there.
I think you have to forgive them.
Nah,
if your brother
have to forgive, but he's gonna be there.
Do.
Unfortunately,
I think you have to forgive them.
We all have to be around people that we don't forgive. But like, no, I'm not gonna tell her. You can't tell somebody that they have to forgive someone. That's
but
her
you weren't the one that got cheated
time.
On. Michelle, you're not the one that got cheated on.
No, don't,
like, it's
don't
time
you dare.
To get over it.
No, it's not.
If
it
your sister's
the
over
family,
it, I feel like...
It affects them.
I feel like
no,
it's
no,
time
no.
for you to like kind of get over it too, right?
No,
a little bit.
She doesn't have to forgive him, but she has to let him come if she wants her sister there. It is what it is on that.
I've just never in a million years heard of somebody saying, you can't come to my wedding because you cheated on somebody before. Have you ever heard of that before? Ever?
Well, to be honest, I don't think bride and grooms really need to give a reason why they don't want someone at their wedding. It's their day. But I do think that they have to be willing to sit with what that decision means and how that's going to go down. Personally.
All right. Go ahead. Now hit your gavel. So is he going or is he not?
I personally think you should let him come just so your sister is at your wedding. That's going to be a regret that you're going to have to do
because
for
you
the rest
want
of
her
life.
There.
Because
if you want her,
if you want your there. Sister at your wedding, you need to let this man attend.
Cheater or not?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. But don't like him though. Like, I'll stand behind you on that though. He probably sucks.
Let's ask this question then. Who wasn't invited to your wedding and why? I don't think just because somebody cheated on your sister or brother doesn't mean they shouldn't come to your wedding. I think that's a silly reason they shouldn't be at your wedding. But I'm sure there's family that was not invited to your wedding and you feel like it was justified, okay? Who specifically was left off of your wedding guest list and why? This is Brandy. What's up, Brandy? Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
We're good. Who was the family member, Brandy, that was not at your wedding?
My mother.
Oh, wow. Why? What happened?
Whoa.
Well, my mother was, you know, of course she offered to help pay for some, and I'm like, great, not that I needed her to, but then she wanted to walk me down the aisle with my dad, and my mom and dad were divorced, and all she was doing was trying to make my dad uncomfortable and make his new wife uncomfortable, and I wanted to have that moment with my dad, so I told her she wasn't, and she was like, yes, I am. I said, no, you're not, and then she was like, well, I'm not going to give you any money towards the wedding. I said, well, then you don't need to come to this wedding.
Wow.
I said, you're not walking me down the aisle. If that is the bottom line for you, then just don't come.
Mm-hmm. Wait, were you guys on good terms before this? Or
she's a rocky woman.
Okay.
She's a rocky woman. She's always trying to rock a boat in somebody's life. So.
Okay,
I just wasn't letting her create that drama or that incident at my wedding. Why would I do that?
Wait,
it's almost like a transaction. If you don't give me this, then you don't get money, and that's not what helping out means.
And I don't need the money anyway. It was more about making my dad feel uncomfortable, making his wife feel uncomfortable. She was just doing it for a dig. It wasn't like, you're my daughter and I need to walk you down the aisle. So I just cut it off.
How many years ago was that?
Oh, I got married in 2007.
Okay. Do you look back on that now and wish that your mom was there?
I kind of, because it's like, wow, why would she, you know, how could she miss that? That's crazy. But I wasn't going to do that to appease her.
So still, you still would have done the same way.
There's no way I was going to do that to appease her.
Because I just wonder now, like, I'm sorry, not you're Brandy. I'm talking about Michelle. Will Michelle think about, like, man, you know, even if I do say my sister can't come or he can't come, will she look back on this in 10, 15, 20 years and be like, man, I wish, you know, my brother-in-law would have been there. Now that things are good, 20 years removed.
You can't redo the day, but then also whatever you got to do to protect your peace is going to be different for everybody, unfortunately.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.